It's Friday, March 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Samaritan's Purse is joining the ranks of those helping to relieve the burden of the COVID-19 virus in Italy, one of the hardest-hit countries in the world, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Tomorrow morning, Samaritan's Purse will set up a field hospital in Cremona, Italy, 50 miles outside of Milan, where there will be 68 beds for patients. The Worldview spoke to Dr. Elliot Tenpenny, who is heading up the effort.
People of Italy right now are being affected, actually the worst in the world. Yesterday I saw over 475 deaths in one day from this virus and thousands of new cases. Their healthcare system has outstripped its capacity and they're struggling. And so when people are in the ditch of life and struggling, whether it be an individual or a country, we like to be able to bring our capacity to bear to help bless them and help share the good news of Jesus with them.
Isaiah 1 verse 17 says, "Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow." On Wednesday, New Zealand's parliament passed a bill that will allow unborn babies to be aborted up to birth. Disturbingly, some of the politicians even clapped and cheered after the pro-abortion law passed, according to the New Zealand Herald. Members of the parliament voted 68-51 in favor of the legislation and sent it to the Governor-General for royal assent for final approval, reports 10 Daily. Throughout the debate, pro-life and moderate politicians proposed a number of amendments to protect babies who survive abortions from infanticide, stop discriminatory sex selection abortions, and protect women from coerced abortions. Tragically, none passed. In warning the Israelites against sacrificing their children in the altar fires of the idol Molech, God says in Leviticus 18, verse 21, "You shall not give any of your offspring to offer them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord." A common drug used to treat malaria might be the cure to COVID-19 until a vaccine is developed, reports Forbes.com. Doctors in Australia, France, and elsewhere say they've had success treating coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine, a readily available drug that treats malaria, lupus, and arthritis. A French study with a small sample size showed it to be 100% effective. In Australia, a University of Queensland study that used the anti-malaria drug in combination with an anti-HIV drug also was highly effective. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a letter to the Trump administration that 25.5 million Californians are projected to be infected with the coronavirus over an 8-week period, reports TheHill.com. Newsom asked President Trump to deploy the USNS Mercy Hospital ship to the Port of Los Angeles until September of this year, quote, "to help decompress our current healthcare delivery system in the Los Angeles region in response to the COVID-19 outbreak," end quote. Despite restrictions on large gatherings because of the coronavirus, Florida pastor Rodney Howard Brown refuses to close his Tampa-based church, The River, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Newsweek noted that on Sunday, Howard Brown encouraged his congregants to greet one another at the service despite social distancing recommendations.
Turn around and greet 2 or 3 people. Tell them, you love them, Jesus loves them. Amen. If you cannot be saved in church, you're in serious trouble.
Howard Brown later asserted that he had no intention of closing his church, the New York Post reports.
We are not stopping anything. I got news for you. This church will never close. The only time the church is closed is when the rapture's taking place.
A 5.7 magnitude earthquake shook Utah Wednesday morning, shortly after 7 a.m., dislodging the trumpet from the hand of the statue of the angel Moroni sitting atop the iconic Mormon temple in its capital city, reports CNN. According to the false teaching, the angel Moroni assisted the false prophet, Joseph Smith, in the translation of the imagined golden plates that ultimately resulted in the non-inspired Book of Mormon. And finally, Pastor Max Licato of San Antonio, Texas, is encouraging Christians to choose faith over fear and consider what God might be telling them as the novel coronavirus continues to spread, reports the Christian Post.
The world is not at peace, and I do not know when we have endured such a week as the one we have just endured and are still enduring. So much bad news, so much sobering news everywhere we turn. And for that reason, I want to call your attention to a verse, Philippians chapter 4, a passage that many of us turn to in times of anxiety and stress. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Lucado also said, quote, "The Bible tells us that times have been bizarre before. You open your Bible and you read about pestilence, fears, dark times. The Bible is written for times like this. I think this is a time where we need to be feeding our faith. If you feed your faith, your fears will starve. If you feed your fears, your faith will starve," end quote. Lucado pointed to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, in which the Apostle Paul exhorts believers to, quote, "take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ," end quote. The Christian author suggested that when we read a bad headline, we should pray, quote, "I know it seems things are getting worse, but Lord, you are in control, and I'm not going to surrender to that. I give my fear to you. Things are tough, but I believe in a good God, and he's on the throne," end quote. Starting on Sunday, March 22nd, Lucado is offering a free 5-week online Bible study based on his book, Anxious for Nothing, concluding on April 25th.
We can ask God, what are you saying to us, and what do we need to be hearing during this season?
Lucado explained that it's not easy to serve others in light of social distancing recommendations. Quote, "But we can text and call people, drop gifts off for someone. We can get creative, especially with the vulnerable," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.